The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, online shoppers, as we were telling you, across the country are going to be faced with a new customs charge from the 1st of July. The fee will be applied to the purchase of goods worth €150 or less if they come from outside of the EU. So for more on this, I'm joined now by technology journalist Emmett Ryan. Emmett, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Great to be here, Ciara.
So, the charges, what are they? How are they going to be applied?
So I'm calling this the Temu tax because of the sheer volume of charges there are going to be. Anyone who's bought off Temu can know exactly where I'm going here. So for every single one of the items you buy, so say you're buying, you know, a pen, a notebook, a top and a t-shirt, so like four items there, that's €3 on each of those. So that's immediately €12. So if you know, a classic one like, you know, Temu is a great example. So it's very easy to spend less than €100 on 10 items from Temu. Really, you can probably spend less than 50.
You can actually spend about a tenner on Temu if you so want it.
And
you know, they are small.
That's €30 thrown on top of it. And so you mentioned Shine there. Like, Shine's one of the ones they're definitely looking at here as well, because if I'm Penny seeing this news, I'm popping some bubbly. Because like Penny's is already always has a good summer. They're about to have an amazing one because a lot of people that wouldn't have thought of them would have been just going to Shine naturally, going somewhere like that, are now going to go, well, actually, it's cheaper just to go walk into Penny's and buy from there if I'm looking to get discount holiday clothing. And so stuff like that. It's now, there's two reasons for this. The main reason being touted is to protect Irish and EU retailers and manufacturers. So the idea being that, you know, they can't compete at a price level, essentially, with a lot of these mostly East Asian, Chinese largely, companies who can produce these on bulk at, it'll be fair to say, not the highest quality, but huge amounts. But the other thing, which is always one of the classic EU ones, which in fairness, I kind of have to agree with on this one, is it's good for the environment to try and, you know, make people less likely to do all this fast shopping, because if you think of the packaging, all this stuff comes in, and when you're buying these items, most people, when they buy off these sites, because they weren't paying any customs duty before and because the cost was so cheap, they might go on, make one purchase, bang, that packaging comes, rather than thinking, okay, it's going to be a thoughtful, you know, transaction, I'm going to buy a lot of stuff together and then go with that.
And so, where are they going to be applied? At what sort of part of the chain are you going to pay these?
Typically as customs, it's sort of at the point where it hits you. So like that would be coming into the country. Now, obviously that can be, there's ways for the actual seller to enable that from their end so that it's fixed before it gets to you. So they're just charging it straight away. You pay in that part. Other parts when it's coming into you via the post or whoever your delivery source is. But essentially for every item you're buying, just add €3. And like considering some of the products people are thinking from these sites, like you could buy two or three of them for the €3 to begin with. Suddenly there's an extra cost.
Is there a way, though, for these companies that we talk about to get around this? Like, if they have sort of a warehouse facility in the EU, does that mean then it's considered an EU company?
It's very, very hard for them to even use that as an excuse. Like, unless they're showing it's being, you know, manufactured and developed in the EU, if they only are really using a warehouse, most, you know, EU countries are going to say that's just trying to get around tax. And there are fewer things the EU likes more than to make sure it gets paid its tax, like any government, in fairness. So it'll be looking to stop any workarounds like that. Like, certainly if they can show they actually have staff who are beyond just literally keeping a warehouse open, they might be able to get negotiations done in that respect. But by and large, those retailers, if it's literally just like sort of a drop location so they can get around tax, they aren't going to get around it.
So has the EU come under pressure? Has it been lobbied by some of those industries that have been affected by the sheer volume of stuff that's coming in from these websites?
I mean, it certainly will have been and it would have been, but it wouldn't have needed to have been to have been thinking about this already, because all the sustainability goals the EU already has, like it was essentially seeing, you know, East Asian businesses making it harder for the EU to hit its own sustainability goals. Because again, the sheer amount of carbon used, sheer amount of water used in moving these items around the world, like that was just, you know, adding to the rubbish pile in Europe. And the EU would like to make that a bit more manageable as well.
Do you expect that this will meaningfully change shopping behaviour on platforms like Temu or AliExpress or Amazon Marketplace or Shein or all of those other retailers?
I think it definitely will, purely because of the per item clause. Like if you're looking to buy, you know, a more expensive item, say anything really over €50 more, the €3 is probably not going to impact you too much. But when it comes to those locations you were mentioning there, most people are going there because it is cheap and it is quick. And if it's only quick, then suddenly walking to the shop is a lot more appealing. Like if the cheapness is reduced, you're going to stop and think, because you're going to go, well, I was looking at this and it was saying, you know, 10 euro. So I'm going to buy two or three items of that. Suddenly my bill's nearly 40 euro. What? You know, how did that happen? And so I think an awful lot more people, when they get to the checkout, are going to go away and go, actually, I'm going to rethink that. So I think for those businesses, definitely, they're going to need to look at a way to, I suppose, appease the EU in both fronts, because immediately it'll be a case of trying to like locate more than just a warehouse in Europe, definitely, and also show a way of having some way of reducing the environmental damage in what they do.
Is there a way, though, because these huge companies that have made millions and millions and millions of dollars out of people in Europe buying their products, are they not going to try and find a way to get around this, or find a way to try and absorb these costs for their consumers?
They will, but this is one of those few areas where it's really, really tough, even for a company this size, because when you look at it, and when I say governments, I mean going back, you know, over a century and pretty much across the world, the two taxes they're really always been good at are VAT and customs. Like, you know, they're the two hardest to get around. You can try getting around income tax, you can try getting around corporation tax, you can try getting around everything else. Your lawyers can get you a lot of the way. The basic mechanics of how simply applied VAT and customs are means that there's not much your lawyers can do. They can try to slow it down, they can try to reduce the impact, or, you know, the company can try to absorb the cost. But a truth be told, these companies are running so close to the, you know, barely making a profit level now, they can't really afford to absorb it that much.
Are there not some sort of enforcement challenges, though, Emmett, when you think of maybe undervaluing goods or misdeclaring goods, or saying, look, at there's ambiguity over how an item is actually decided upon? It could be a bundle, it could be a kit, it could be a multi-pack. You know, I've actually bought shorts and a t-shirt and a jumper. That's actually one outfit.
Well, certainly there will be ways to do that. But again, that comes back to the, can the company afford to do that? Because again, they're trying to make sure that they can keep the cost, you know, as low for themselves as possible. And they're already running very tight on, you know, the production cost and the sales cost is so, so thin that for them to even do that is going to be very difficult.
All right. Very interesting. Be interesting to see, as you say, if it actually really does make people move away from buying on those sites. But I do agree with you from that environmental point of view. It's worth doing something. Okay, technology journalist Emmett Ryan, thanks so much for bringing us that.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.